Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and we are eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number to call the show is 646-716-6794. 7794. I'd like to welcome everyone to Angel Healing House. I'm really not sure whether this is being heard or not. We've had a couple of glitches with the Love Talk Radio site. Let me just see if it's being heard. Okay. All right. So let's continue with the show, and hopefully this is being recorded. As I said, there have been some glitches today with the Blog Talk Radio site and getting the show back up. So I'd like to say welcome to everyone for listening in. Hopefully you can hear this, whether it's on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a reminder that you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or an angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, angelhealinghouse.com. You know, if you are wavering as to what decisions you need to make, or there are areas of your life that are not fully honoring and giving you joy and absolute bliss, I'd like you to know that your new life is just waiting for you to step forward into it. But make today that day when you take that all-important first step towards manifesting an absolutely beautiful reality for yourself. I once again, if you are listening into the show, those callers that did call before, that 720, that 805, that 646, and that 256 numbers, you can call in again. As hopefully you will be able to get your free angel reading. And here we go with our topic for today. And our topic for today is healing ourselves, healing our past, and our ancestors in order to heal the future. Now, the Posse of Angels have had me speaking much of late of how people from our past are resurfacing in our lives for us to finally deal with any emotions that are still triggering us and are, that are making us react. Now, if there are any emotional triggers in our lives, it means that we still have not completely resolved our relationship back to unconditional love and forgiveness, or back to the divine core of who we truly are. Now, on last week's program, which was entitled Dredging Up the Past in Order to Finally Let Go, the Posse of Angels and I spoke about how tremendously important it is to resolve any relationships if we wish to finally see the fulfillment of our dreams, or in their words, if we wish to step forward and begin living the heaven on earth existence that we desire for ourselves with absolutely no compromises whatsoever. For whatever that image or vision of heaven on earth may be for you, you know, perhaps it is your dream of living in your perfect location in another city, in another state, overseas, or in another country. If your vision for you of living heaven on earth is doing your perfect dream job, or perhaps having that perfect beloved mate in your life, all of these things, the location, your perfect dream job, your perfect beloved mate, they will never, ever be able to manifest if there is the tiniest bit of negativity within you, and no matter how much we believe that we are justified in holding on to that negativity and unforgiveness, it doesn't matter, because the universe does not know about justification. It doesn't know that you feel that you're justified in holding on to something. All it knows is either negative or positive. And if you are holding on to any negativity, it's going to stop you realizing your heaven on earth existence that you've asked for and you've pleaded for and you've begged and you've cried for in order to happen. And while my past few programs have had the posse of angels mainly centering around people coming back into our lives for us to finally resolve our connection with them, they want to remind us that there may be others that are revisiting us as they have an important piece of information to help us on our journey forward. And, of course, I will remind some of you that we are in a Mercury retrograde at the moment. And Mercury retrograde started in June, on June 7th, and it will be going backwards. The planet of communication will be going backwards until July 5th. And we know from traditionally in a Mercury retrograde, it's a time to revisit, to reconsider, to re-edit, and to re-go over our lives. And that is why many times people from our past will come back to us. Either they'll have a very important piece of information to give to us, or they come back in our lives to see if we have truly dealt with any of the triggers or the reactions that we had to them before. So be aware in this Mercury retrograde that there could be people from your past coming back. And it's very easy when people are out of sight and out of mind, out of our sight and out of mind, to think that we have dealt with them. We have dealt with any of the emotions that perhaps weren't resolved, but the universe is sending these people back to us to make sure that we have truly cleared and cleansed any negative emotional issues around those relationships in order to just see them through the eyes of unconditional love and forgiveness. Now, in this regard, I was blessed to have a very, very dear friend resurface during this retrograde in my life, and this person came back after 3 years. You see, 3 years ago, I was working as a Reiki practitioner at a chiropractic office in Hollywood, and the owner, wishing to get more exposure for her practice, had arranged to set up a table with posters and brochures and information at Gold's Gym in Hollywood. She invited me to come along, and she put out my information along with hers on a table. It was a lovely couple of hours spent with people stopping at our table and chatting amiably about the healing properties of both chiropractic work and Reiki energy healing. Now, toward the end of our time that we spent at this lovely gym, I decided to buy a drink for myself, and while standing in line, I saw this person, John Romeo. I didn't know him, but immediately when we locked eyes with each other, we knew deep within that we knew each other from a past different space, different dimension, and different time. It was just that obvious. As we spoke, we found out that we were both Reiki masters and that we had much in common, and we exchanged information with each other. But like with everything else in our lives, our meeting was a mere introduction, as we both needed to experience very important life's lessons over the past 3 years before we reconnected again this past month when I received a seemingly out of the blue post on Facebook from John to get together and reconnect again. It was at our breakfast meeting that we had that he said that with his work as a medium and his mediumistic abilities just started opening up in the last couple of years, he would have clients come to him for his Reiki healing sessions, and he was so surprised that not only this client turned up, But in the non-physical, their ancestors were showing up during the session. And he inquired as to, you know, did the ancestors have a message for him during the healing session? And the ancestors said that they wished to be healed as well. Now, this was absolutely beautiful, and it was so on target for where we are now. I listened intently as he explained his work with generational healing. This was such an extraordinary revelation, as much of the unconscious programming and much of our belief systems comes from our ancestors, and this programming has remained infused into our energy fields, and it actually has caused us to react from emotional triggers that we are absolutely unaware of that we may still be harboring. Now, having recently helped clients finally to see their relationships through the eyes of unconditional love, forgiveness, it became very clear to me that we're not only healing ourselves, okay? We are one. We are one with that greater source, with all that is. We are one conscious collective. But since we are healing ourselves and we're deciding very consciously to see things only through the eyes of unconditional love and forgiveness, we are also healing our pasts. For if we truly are, again, one with everything, this means that any, and I do mean any unresolved or negative feelings, you know, that's any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, any criticism, any judgment, any defensiveness, anything around those lines, and no matter how insignificant that we think it is, it will be carried around within us as energy. And it not only affects our present moment, everything associated with our pasts as well. Now, looking back over my life, and even very recently, I've personally acknowledged and communicated only unconditional love to all family and friends. Doesn't matter what has transpired in the past, because if we see ourselves through the eyes of the divine, if we truly want to live that heaven on earth, then we only see things with unconditional love. And at this time, I decided to scan the rest of my generations to see if there were any others along my own ancestral line who needed this same acknowledgement, this same healing, this same unconditional love, and this same forgiveness. And do you know what happened, listeners? The room was suddenly explosive as different souls from my ancestral line showed up. I mean, the room was full. It was looked like a sardine can with all these souls coming in, squeezing in and saying, yes, yes, I would like a healing. And yes, yes, I open myself to unconditional love and forgiveness. And it was just remarkable when I asked them to step forward. And these, and so many of these souls wish to release their own negative programming energy. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that just because we cross over and just from the physical to the non-physical, this surely and truly does not mean that we are suddenly issued with a harp and a halo and that all negative or unresolved emotional issues are completely erased. This is ludicrous because everything is energy. And when we zip out of our physical suits or our human suits that are in housing this pure energy that we are as children of God, as I call us, directly aligned with God's source, then we still hold that energy, and it can only be transmuted and transformed by unconditional love and forgiveness. Now, the only thing, again, that is different when we pass from that physical to the non-physical is that we have a body, and we still have the same energetic makeup. And I can tell you, and the posse of angels is showing me a vision, and they're very funny because they're saying that, you know, there's no magic wand. There's no secret wisdom. There's no magic word that you can use or a magical spell that suddenly will automatically erase our unresolved negative feelings, even when we are in spirit, as these can only be resolved by each one of us through the energy, again, of pure unconditional love and forgiveness. You know, as I was looking at all the souls that stepped forward to be healed, my grandmother Sarah, who has been with me constantly as my guardian angel, well, she stepped forward and she communicated that it was indeed time now to begin healing that ancestral line. The beliefs of our ancestral line have downloaded genetic codes held deep within us, which sat in our cellular memory. I mean, these are programming and these are beliefs that we have no idea that we're holding on to. We know that they don't make us feel good, and in a lot of situations, we might do something just as a knee-jerk reaction or as a trigger to something, and we say to ourselves, that's truly not me. Why did I do that? But it's these programmings and belief systems that are held deep within our cellular memory that causes us to react in a certain way. Now, these genetic codes that are deep within us work like an internal guidance system. It's like putting your car on cruise control. It's like putting something on autopilot. It only knows to follow that line, no questions asked. So we have that internal guidance system that influences our every behavior through the very subtle energy systems of the body. By the way, is why Reiki, which I practice as a licensed Reiki master teacher, works extraordinarily well on the body because it clears and it straightens our energetic pathways in the body for us to be much clearer, and this clarity will help in us making decisions, in us making choices. And so we just don't make choices by our knee-jerk reactions. We just don't make choices, you know, by being triggered by something. We actually can come from a very clear and open space in our hearts. So in other words, we may have been doing things and making choices solely because of the energetic feelings which were passed on from our ancestral line that were downloaded into us, regardless as to whether these choices or these knee-jerk reactions were beneficial for us, whether they were healthy in any way for us. Now, in this way, it is like those who have a history of alcoholism and abuse in their family that predisposes some people to choose to have the same addictive behaviors. You know, many times I have had clients over my 11 years as a full-time healing practitioner, and they have said, you know, that their father was an alcoholic, their father's father was an alcoholic, their great-great-great-grandfather was an alcoholic, and that's why they're alcoholics. Now, they might have a predisposition to it. It might be something that is written into their genetic codes, but we do have free will, And if it is important for you, go down that road of alcoholism or any other addictive behaviors. You have the wherewithal, and you do have the choice inside of you as to whether you are going to give in to that predisposition to an addictive behavior, or if you will make choices that are more beneficial for you. And by the way, Reiki works absolutely wonderfully on addictions, on stopping smoking, on sugar cravings, on alcohol, on many different things, because it calms the nervous system down. It makes us much clearer energetically so that we can make the choices which are more beneficial for our lives. Now, as I had this conversation with my grandmother about healing my ancestral line, healing the generations, and the long-held programming and issues, I started to clearly see several examples of how both my ancestral lines contributed to limiting beliefs that I held in my own life. And when I started to look at these issues and these programming, I could see how it made me make choices for my own life which were not beneficial, and caused many different things to happen. It's kind of like, you know, a dominoes. When you make one choice, it sets something else up, and it sets something else up. And I've heard this a lot of times from my clients when they've said that at a time in their lives they were following spiritual practices and they were clear and they were happy, and then they made this choice, and it took them off their path a little bit. And then they knew they should get back to having quiet time for reflection and talking to, speaking to God, speaking to their higher source, and following the signs. But then that step away from that line of peace and joy and clarity led to something else, and then to something else. And then after a while, they looked back and they saw that they were so far away from their line of spirituality or their line of peace and joy and connection within themselves, that they wondered how they allowed themselves to get so far off. And the Posse of Angels are saying baby steps. All it takes is one baby step to take us off that line, but then we can clearly do a course correction and come back on that line of spirituality, of connection, instead of then taking, for instance, if it's alcohol, taking that one drink, and instead of not beating ourselves up and then falling back into patterns, we can find the strength within by reconnecting to that higher source within ourselves, that we know that we have free will and that we can choose to change from within, and then we bring ourselves back on course instead of keeping the dominoes just keep toppling over and taking us further and further away from our line of spirituality, our line of connection in ourselves. Now, getting back to my ancestral line, as my grandmother, I mean, she's my greatest teacher. She's there every single second of my life. I'm just getting shocks of confirmation about this. And it's like she started to show me where along my ancestral line these programmings developed. So, for instance, one of the belief systems that has been perpetuated along my ancestral line was that a woman needs to be taken care of by a man in order for her to survive. Okay. She cannot survive on her own, and she cannot provide for herself. A woman's purpose is solely to be supportive and a helpful wife, a good mother, and she does not need to work if she catches herself a good husband. Now, the Posse of Angels are pointing out the word catches, like someone would catch a prized fish or something like that. Now, this catching a good husband was later changed to a woman needs to catch herself a rich husband, which programmed the woman to believe that just because your husband is rich, it negates anything else about the man, including whether he is abusive, including whether he is a philanderer, including whether he's an adulterous spouse or an alcoholic. A woman's priority was keeping her looks and her figure, keeping the house neat and clean, and making sure her husband and her children are looked after. Now, this was her primary goal. Also, in the programming along my ancestral line, was that she could be a teacher, she could be a nurse, or she could be a secretary, but only until she gets married. And then she must give up her work, as her duties lie solely in the home and with looking after her husband and her children. Now, in this year of 2014, with the consciousness raised on the planet and seeing ourselves as individual equal souls of and children of God, I know this sounds absolutely Neanderthal, but remember, going back through the generations, the energies were not as bright, not as elevated and enlightened as they are now. And for many women of that generation who are close to or above the age of 50, this kind of programming was absolutely drummed into us. We saw it in the TV programs, for instance, like Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, even the I Love Lucy show. You know, with Lucy in her beautiful dresses and her pearls, and although she did rail against it and saw herself, you know, going out and trying a lot of different jobs, but those jobs never seemed to work out, and they were seen as harebrained schemes, and you know, they I guess the message was there: you stay home, and things will work out. We were also bombarded by the print media that was constantly showing us women in these beautiful cocktail dresses with their coiffed hairdos and pearls getting excited about a new vacuum cleaner or a new cleaning product to make their tubs and showers sparkle so that they could be the envy of their friends, and their house could be the most shining house in the neighborhood. It was always how things appeared on the outside, even though they felt terribly sublimated and subjugated within. It was all about how it appeared on the outside, how it looked from the outside in. You know, with this kind of programming, listeners, energetically held within my family's belief system, it created some very, very chauvinistic men and many, many frustrated women. You know, although the women were very creative and although they were very capable, they continually sabotaged and undermined their self-worth by putting themselves down, belittling themselves and undermining their self-worth. They hid their capabilities and their attributes, while they bought into the belief that women were less capable than men. You know, with this programming and this belief system deeply embedded in a woman's psyche, not just in my ancestral line, but there were whole generations of women who were brought up like this. A woman may not consciously realize that every time she gets close to succeeding at something, well, what she will do is she will create a block, or she will create an obstacle as an excuse as to why oh, well, she cannot proceed with asserting herself, to step forward, to realize a dream. And she'll actually stop herself from succeeding in an endeavor, a project, or in a career. Now, another very strong belief system that was perpetuated through my ancestral line had to do with themes around money. It had to do with themes around scarcity, able to not flourish, not be prosperous, and not see yourself as abundant. But the theme was to simply survive. And when you tune in, listeners, to those words of being prosperous, of being abundant, of being rich and wealthy, as opposed to the word survive, they conjure up very different energetic resonances and frequencies. One is very high and expansive, and the other is, again, lack and scarcity. With my ancestors on one side, my father's side, experiencing the depression of the 30s, other side, my mother's side, being survivors of Nazi Germany, in many ways they both experienced everything of their family's wealth and prosperity being taken away. And that is where the scarcity, the lack, and the surviving came from. This developed, again, a belief system that life is hard. Life is difficult. One needs to fight for everything. You go out there. Money does not grow on trees. You need to put in hard work in order to succeed. And life wasn't meant to be easy. This perpetuated as an unspoken defensiveness of survival or an eat or be eaten attitude, you know. Even though many in my family have had no blocks in actually accumulating money and being financially secure, well, there's a constant worry that there is not enough. It doesn't matter how much money is accumulated, but there's this feeling like it's never quite enough. And the continual mental replaying that institutions, groups, organizations, and people in power are out to get those with money. With this defensiveness and this critical way of thinking, one can clearly see how the struggles and the challenges of past generations caused many to react and to behave. You know, it's one of again, scarcity and lack. This day-to-day focus on having to merely survive took so many of us away and separated us from our divine eternal natures and our inheritance that we would always be provided for, our nature. Now, when I say abundance is our nature, we are meant to prosper. We are meant to fulfill our dreams. And the posse of angels are saying that there is only what we desire. I've said this many times on my radio programs before. There is only what we desire. And then I've had people, you know, write me or call me and say, if there's only what I desire, why haven't I gotten, you know, what I had prayed for? And I say, because it doesn't matter what you ask for. If your underlying energies in your ancestral line are still along the resonance of lack, that there's not enough, that I'm not worthy enough, undeserving enough of being rich and prosperous and financially secure, if those energies within you are one of lack, scarcity, and only surviving, and you want an abundant life, the disparity between what you're asking for and the energetic makeup within yourself is so different, and because everything is energy, then because the disparate energies are so different that they won't come together, and they won't create the physical manifestation of what you desire to appear in your reality. So do watch. The Posse of Angels are saying once again, please do watch your words. Please do watch your thoughts. Watch the feelings in your heart, because you may not know it, but certainly in this time of Mercury retrograde, and you might not be aware of it, that your financial situation may have to do with that energy inside of you that that chooses not to resolve negative feelings towards people and towards situations. Because, again, the universe doesn't know rationalizing and justifying and why you're holding on to negativity and why you're choosing not to resolve it. They just choose to say, that's fine. You can hold on, and that's free will. You can hold on to your negativity, that's fine. But then you can't expect for those positive manifestations of abundance to appear in your energies if somewhere you have not resolved your emotional issues. You know, often when we are full of worry and stress and tension and control and negative thoughts and depression, how we are going to survive, result as a result of that, what have we done? We've worked harder. We've worked longer hours. We've pushed and pushed and controlled more and more of life and slipped further from our connection to Source and being children of God. The Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're adding that since we are children of God and abundance is our nature, we will always be shown signs on how to step forward. We will always be shown signs as to what the next puzzle piece for us will be for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerns. But because so many people are controlling things to happen, that they expect it to happen in a certain way, that they discount the beautiful openings that the angels are always sending us in any given moment. All we must do is be in the present moment and be clear in order to be to see those signs. Now, the Posse of Angels are also saying, when it's not time to step forward and you wanted to step forward, the sign could be for you to rest, to relax, to put more attention on your health. You know, a lot of times in a Mercury retrograde, which we're in now, when things slow down, so we can have a good look at them and review them, or when things come to a standstill, it's a great time to go and review projects, to review, those things that are already established and in order to see the choices that we made and perhaps make other choices and review, to re-edit, to redo, in order for when those energies do move forward after July 1st, then they will be of their utmost high energy, and then we'll be able to move forward very easily with them. You know, it's only through our reconnection to our divine eternal natures within, and that art of allowance, knowing that we are abundant children of God, that when we have any unresolved emotional issues in our life, that we can see that the two ways of resolving anything, divine, eternal nature, is unconditional love and forgiveness. And those are the two things that will heal our programming system and our belief system that has been genetically held within our cellular memory for a very, very long time. Now, another interesting thing happened as soon as I tuned into my ancestral line with my grandmother's help, because I could energetically sense fear and trepidation and uncertainty as to how my ancestors would feel opening themselves up to release this trapped energetic negativity that had always been a part of them. Now, in my healing practice, Angel Healing House, I've seen this many times with my clients as they rationally and they consciously understand that they have certain behaviors and certain triggers are detrimental to their lives, and they can clearly see that their addictions or that their anger or bitterness or resentment is causing, you know, physical reaction inside of them, is causing their muscles and their sinews and tissues to constrict and restrict their breathing and the flow of the energy in their lives. But to let go of the only way of behaving that they've ever known, well, you know, quite frankly, listeners, it's downright scary. Many times people would rather hang on to the known, even though it's detrimental to their lives. Okay, instead of opening up to experience something new and much more beneficial for their lives. You know, many times, again, we know that something is not working for us, but we're scared to move forward. What if I let go of this? What then? Often, you know, that we hold on to that which we know rather than feeling that uncomfortable feeling of letting go of that which doesn't serve us and then thinking that nothing will be replacing it. Again, the expression, the devil you know, then the devil you don't know is coming in. You know, we assuring them, my ancestral line, that they would remain who they were. You know, and a lot of times people think that by letting go of things that they will lose their identity. But I stress too my ancestral line, who were very fearful about letting go of their conditioned way and their programmed energy inside of them. I said, you will remain who you are, but also you will be more peaceful. You'll be much more positive, optimistic, joyful, and you'll feel more connected to Source. I felt their fears melting away as they opened themselves to shift the gray energy once and for all. You know, as I tuned in the energy healing that I sent to my ancestors, I can describe it to you when I saw the vision of it. Going back through the generations, it looked like electrical waves that were lighting up what seemed to be dormant fuses as they sparked to life. Now, the soul clearing that was happening was working to reprogram, and in a sense, what it was actually doing electrically, it was repatterning whole generations from dark, limiting beliefs and default negativity to opening themselves to step into the light, to see themselves as abundant, to see themselves as empowered and strong so that they could receive those radiant energies of being expansive and limitless and boundless. And do you know what happened, listeners? The smiles and the gleeful laughter and downright guffaws that I heard coming on the waves of generations going back, well, it sounded like a group of children being tickled as they just were so gleeful and so joyous as they let go of this negative programming. After I channeled healing to my ancestors and the generations and experienced their overjoy and their release, I noticed something very unexpected. Their newly charged souls that were exuding this transformative energetic flow, it not only was allowing their radiant light to fully, to absolutely fully shine, but I clearly saw that their unbridled energy was now flowing not only to the present generation, it was not only for them, where they are in the non-physical, but because we are all one, whether we're physical or not physical, whether we're on this planet or another planet, whether we're in this dimension or another dimension, that it was not only flowing to the present generation now living on Earth, but it was unstoppable as it was catapulted into the future and spreading its illumination for future generations. So listeners, please do ask yourself if there's any person or there's any event that is still triggering you, okay? If there is something that still is not sitting comfortably on your heart, then it's going to affect you, it's going to affect everyone else, and it certainly will be the perpetuation of and stop your ancestors and your generational line from releasing those energies that are not in pure, unconditional love and forgiveness. You know, I've heard from several friends and several clients that they are being faced with their final Waterloo, so to speak, as the last little bits of emotional triggers are being released to see if they will be able to step in to the fulfillment of their dreams with nothing, again, but unconditional love and forgiveness in their hearts. Whether you need to erase the trigger of perhaps seeing a controlling parent, seeing a controlling mother or father only through the eyes of pure love, whether you write a letter, perhaps, to a child, your child who chooses to be estranged from you, and send that communication to them, and tell them that there is only love for them. This is not to get a response, but this is in order for you to have closure on your heart. Whether it is a trigger, whether it's erasing the trigger of forgiving and abusing X, you know, somebody who has abused you in the past, forgiving somebody does not mean that you condone their behavior, but it does mean that you lift the burden of unforgiveness off your soul in order for you to be energetically clear. These are all ways that we heal ourselves. And having healed ourselves and then healing our past through these miracles of unconditional love and forgiveness, we're now able to fully help our ancestors to heal without transferring any of our unresolved energy back to them. And in doing so, we allow our ancestors to heal. We create a very different light-filled paradigm and default programming of love for ourselves, for our past, for everyone on the planet, and for everyone in every dimension, and certainly those, our ancestral line and our generational line, to finally heal and prosper and radiantly shine. So with about 5 minutes left, once again, listeners, I did have a glitch, and I had to reschedule this program from my 11 o'clock to the 11:10 or 11:15 when we started. And I'm very sorry for those callers who did call in, but please do call in next week on Angel Healing House Radio, and I will be more than happy to take your calls for that free angel guidance. In the last 5 minutes, since we didn't get to any tarot readings, I am going to do a tarot reading for this week and see what, I'll shuffle the cards, see what messages the Posse of Angels have for a very small three-card read for all of us to see what would help as we go into this week. Let's say, I love the Posse of Angels. They're laughing and they're dancing and they're saying, like, hee-hee-hee, like they have a secret. Here's the Wheel of Fortune. And they're saying, so many of you light workers, please give yourself credit for how far you've come. This week is particularly difficult for a lot of light workers because you feel like you're in a void. It's a great time for you to revisit and to reconsider those relationships, see if there's anything that's still unresolved, and they want you to know that the angels, that God, have heard your prayers, and if they're going to manifest in more miraculous ways than you can possibly think of if you have cleared things with unconditional love and forgiveness. Okay, so that's number one, new beginnings coming. And the next card, da-da-da-da, is the Six of Wands. This is the card of victory, of triumph. Because of all that you've done in the past and the light that you've held for others, this is going to then bring you the victory and the triumph and the recognition for all of your hard work and all of that you've done. And the next card is the Lover's card. Now, yes, this is the kissy face card. And, yes, this is about our relationships, love relationships, and this is about clearing. You've got one, number 10, which is a one card, which is new beginnings, and two sixes, which are about more harmony and more balance in your life. They also want to point out that the Lover's card is a choice card and that what you've been asking for will appear in the form of many choices for you to make in how to step forward. And they're saying, please tune into your intuition when it comes to making any choices and do not compromise because there's only what you desire. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all you call. Thank you to all you listeners for tuning into the program. And thank you for listening to those who are listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. Please do call on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please, listeners, allow your amazing, radiant light to shine forth on our beloved planet Earth and go out and fashion an amazing, beautiful life for yourself. Love and certainly, as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. It's supposed to be funny. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah. Now,
well,
I'd
like to erase that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has to open there. Those two edits.
Well, I'm just going to let you, what I was going to show you was not important. Well, Actually, I didn't show you yet.
Hold on. Go to...
Well, do what you need to
do. No, it's not...
Two different ones here.
You want to go here?
See here, where it says
Y
out.
Yeah.
Scroll down.
Yeah.
It is...
Like 6 minutes or whatever.
6 minutes,
yeah.
And there's 1 hour. So you can get rid of that one. But prior to your show, even the night before, if you go on there, because I noticed that's at 15. You know, when it's
right.
It shows the next show coming up,
it's good. So I noticed that. I don't even notice that. But that's not right. And if I thought about it, if I did it before, that's an hour.
So what we need to do is teach a night before, or just as a backup.
Yeah.
You can do it without that.
Well, not only, I wouldn't have to be scheduled, I would go up there between 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just something that you'll be able to check. But I think you'll be...
Those are our files, okay. And this is the link.
I'm sure it'll be this one because this is the one where the space and then healing.
Healing
ourselves.
This one. Oh, look at that. I had live listens. I had 12. I have live callers.
Yeah, 8 live callers.
But they didn't click to...
They just called in to listen.
But, you know, this my
anyway, it doesn't matter. Listen.
My studio never lit up. It never lit up to show me, and I don't know why that is, but I won't be making that up. So, anyway, this is the link. The message was good about healing generations, and so that'll just be there. And then I did a power party at the end. But I will call up this. They were first to go, and they never and I don't know who they are. I don't. This is with the star. That is the color. Oh, Kimberly.
So do you need to sign out of that now?
Yeah, I will sign out of that.
The whole will be late at about 20 to 1.
Okay.
Which is far away.
Okay.
And it goes, so I'll be back soon.
Okay.